we're thankful for many things. We thank God for this little church. We thank you for your participation and your support, both in the spiritual realm and also physically with your tithes, your gifts, and your offering. And this little church has got an awful lot to offer. And we need to be thinking about that. I mean, this is very obvious here today, the faithful few, and grateful for you. But what's the future of Bethel? What would Bethel look like if you weren't here? But we need to think about how we can start reaching into the community or doing something different. Or even like homecoming years ago, we don't have volunteers much anymore. Years ago, we had volunteers that formed a homecoming committee, sat down and researched into membership roles and wrote letters and cards and inviting people to come back home. We don't have that anymore, but we have a charge conference coming up on Wednesday, and we'll meet at Gray Memorial. And it's just something for us to think about. Think about this little church that we call home that means so much to all of us. And where are we going? Or how are we going to get there? So I said all that to say this. We need to think about the life of the church locally. All politics are local. All church relationships with people is local. We used to be considered a family church. Remember family churches? And when the old people went and had their homecoming, the kids of those old people took over the leadership of the church. And when those people of our age took over and our kids took over, we don't have that anymore. I don't know what happened, why that is. But we're not passing on the... And I'll talk about that a little bit in Joel. I was going to read the scripture out of Joel. Maybe I still will.